This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the riots, two nights of riots in Philadelphia, which not just for people in Pennsylvania, which is one of the most crucial of all the states, the battleground states that are shaping up in this campaign, but it's having an impact, I think, in the whole country, in frightening people. We tend to try to put in the rearview mirror all of the riots and the looting and the violence and the injured cops and the urban craziness that afflicted this country so terribly over the summer, particularly, of course, Portland and Seattle. It's an interesting coincidence that the police chief, commissioner of police in Philadelphia, Danielle Outlaw, yes, that's her real name, and yes, she was the former police chief in Portland, who left Portland for the greener pastures. Of course, Philadelphia is a much larger city than Portland, and an even greater challenge. I feel for the Philadelphia police. Frankly, I feel for the Portland police. I feel for police everywhere. And I feel for the whole country. There's a report in the New York Times, it is stunning, that suggests that because of the violence, because of the whole uncertainty about this election and what it means and how it's going to work out, there has been a gigantic upsurge in one type of commercial behavior. That commercial behavior, buying guns. And saying that an unprecedented number of Americans are becoming first-time gun buyers because they are so fearful, frankly, of some kind of civil war, some kind of insurrection. Over 100 people have been arrested since Monday in Philadelphia. Multiple burglary charges, multiple charges of assaulting police officers, a police officer sergeant, a female, was run over deliberately by a pickup truck in Philadelphia. Her leg was broken. Do you know what a serious thing that is? Do you know how that impacts your life? Especially if you're a cop trying to do your job. This is sickening. The Wall Street Journal headline is "Second Night of Unrest Hits Philadelphia." Why don't they use the term riots? Because that's what this is. And this is the Wall Street Journal. You can use the term riots. There's nothing racist about using the term riots. There's nothing unacceptable. That's just what it is. This is not unrest. Unrest is where people are unhappy and they're walking around peacefully in the streets. The governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, described these riots as peaceful protests. This was after 12 officers had been hospitalized, after literally dozens of stores had been looted and totally ransacked, after that truck attack on the police sergeant that I mentioned to you, after police officers had been pelted with bricks and rocks and bottles and every kind of implement designed to injure them. This is what the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, had to say. Clip one, please.
I mean, as everyone is really sad by the death of the victim. And I think I share in mourning with the family. Any time that happens is a tragedy, for whatever reason. And I think we need to make sure that we follow up, find out what happened. I'm and my staff have been in constant communication since last night with the folks in Philadelphia. And the hope is that doesn't escalate into anything more than the peaceful protests that I think this kind of situation brings out.
It's just unbelievable. Peaceful protests, and this is after everything that had happened with the, it's now a total of over 30 officers who've been hospitalized. The peaceful protests sounded like this, by the way. Just so you get an ability to put this in context, more accurate context, than Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania. This is the peaceful protesters at work. Listen, clip two. Okay, what, and at the very end of the clip, by the way, there's a woman who hollers, stop filming, stop filming, stop filming. What they were chanting was every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground. This is some of the coverage from Associated Press, and I think it's important. Police said Walter Wallace Jr., who was 27 years old, by the way, he's a father of nine, was wielding a knife and ignored orders to drop the weapon before officers fired shots Monday afternoon. But his parents said Tuesday night that officers knew their son was in a mental health crisis because they had been to the family's home three times Monday. Catherine Wallace, the mother of the victim, said one of the times they stood there and laughed at us, which would be unacceptable, and of course that would be the kind of behavior that is not acceptable to any police department. Catherine Wallace and her attorney, whose name is Shaka Johnson, said that Wallace's wife, the victim, Dominique Wallace, is pregnant and is scheduled to have labor induced today. Two of Wallace's nine children briefly spoke at a news conference late Tuesday, along with Walter Wallace's mother and father. When you come to a scene where somebody is in a mental crisis and the only tool you have to deal with it is a gun, where are the proper tools for the job? The attorney said, arguing that Philadelphia police officers are not properly trained to handle mental health crises. Johnson said Wallace's brother had called 911 to request medical assistance and an ambulance. And by the way, it turns out they did not have tasers. And the commissioner of police said they don't have money to provide police officers with tasers. That's why exactly the wrong response to this is cutting funding or defunding the police. That's a horrible idea. Police had previously said 30 officers were injured in the Monday night's unrest, most of them hit with thrown objects like bricks. One officer was still hospitalized with a broken leg after being purposely run over by a pickup truck. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said at a news conference yesterday that she was reviewing when and what information would be released to the public. The officers had not been interviewed as of Tuesday afternoon, she said. Neither officer had a taser or similar device at the time of the shooting, noting the department had previously asked for funding to equip more officers with those devices. Okay, I think we can agree that officers ought to be equipped with those devices, but what are you supposed to do? You're a cop. You've been called three times to this same house because this 27-year-old father of nine is having a mental health crisis, and they're worried about him. How do you get him onto an ambulance if you want to take him to some psychiatric hospital? This goes back to one of the things I talk about on the show all the time. So many of the problems that we have to do with the changes that we made in dealing with mental illness. And there are changes we made way back in the 70s, and they were stupid, and they were wrong, and they were destructive, and they need to be erased. You need to be able to pick up somebody like this Walter Wallace and make sure he gets the kind of care that he needs that can make a difference in his life, which probably does include medication and hospitalization for a long period of time, not just for 72 hours. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, imagine, and again, think about his children, all nine of them. We will be right back with more, the state of the race. What is happening in this campaign? And why this huge surge in early voting? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, talking about riots and, well, non-riots. A city where a riot was very successfully averted thanks to outstanding, truly outstanding police work. And this is not to criticize the police in Philadelphia who are dealing with this horrendous situation. The shooting of William Wallace Jr., Walter Wallace Jr., William Wallace's Braveheart. Walter Wallace Jr., who had a longtime history of severe mental illness and apparently was approaching police officers with a knife in his hand and told to drop the knife. And then the videos show the police officers, both of them, open fire. By the way, they haven't identified the police officers yet for fears of their safety or identified the race of the police officers. And I know that the Philly Police Department has made a very concerted, very serious effort to recruit black cops. I think it's entirely possible that one or both of these officers may be African American. In any event, the Wall Street Journal reports that looters hit businesses for a second straight night as authorities struggle to contain civil unrest sparked by a video showing police fatally shooting Walter Wallace Jr., who was holding a knife. Police said late Tuesday about 1,000 people were engaged in looting businesses northeast of downtown, which is many miles from the West Philadelphia neighborhood where the violence was concentrated a night earlier. And for people who know Philadelphia, West Philadelphia is a tough neighborhood. It is directly adjacent to the University of Pennsylvania, which, by the way, is where President Trump went to college and got his degree back in 1968. In any event, the police urged residents in many parts of the city to stay indoors while those areas were experiencing widespread demonstrations that had turned violent with looting. Police had arrested 91 people late Monday and early Tuesday, most in connection with looting of pharmacies, shoe stores, and other retail outlets, police said. 30 officers were injured. Ms. Outlaw said unrest caused by Monday's shooting of Mr. Wallace could spill into election-related disturbances. Philadelphia had already been preparing for potential violence around the November 3rd election. What a terrible thing. What are we, Guatemala? Or Lebanon? Election-related violence? Okay, why would that happen? Can someone explain this sickness to me? Whichever side you're on, whoever wins the election, however the election goes down, why would election-related violence be a thing for anybody? Of course, if you tune in to some mainstream media, there's an attempt on CNN with Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon to try to blame what is happening in Philadelphia on the Trump administration. This is clip three. Let's listen.
Well, it's just amazing that this administration has done so little to deal with the situation that's obviously happening on their watch, but wants to blame, you know, an administration that's not even in place, right? That's just maybe going to happen on Tuesday. But it's really sad, and that's not the end of it. It's going to continue to happen unless we do better, as you said, unless we do something. I know that part of the restructuring of the police department that many in our communities want, meaning the collective whole, not just in my community, all of our communities, is to have people who can deal with mental health issues.
Got to train them.
Go out and train them and go out and deal with it.
Train them or give them caseworker liaisons to go out with them. They've got to have de-escalation tools on them.
Yeah.
All they have is the weapon. I mean, it's not easy to take a guy on with a knife with your bare hands.
Right.
They're not trained to do that either. Look, it's just, I'll tell you one thing that we have going for us right now. We have an election in 7 days. days, and there sure as hell is plenty of stuff for people to want to vote on.
1 week.
Okay, how do you vote on... I would like to vote no on riots. Really, really would like to vote no on riots. And in terms of what happened to Walter Wallace, the police were called three times in the same day to the same house. And apparently they had been to that house many times over. One of the points by which Shaka Johnson, the attorney for the family, is complaining is that they knew Walter Wallace because they'd been called to his house to deal with him before. But if you know a guy is seriously disturbed, and okay, so let's say you send a psychologist out. What does a psychologist do if the guy pulls a knife or is holding a knife and coming at you? This is a reason to take mental health seriously. And basically to try to get dangerous and crazy people off the street. And the idea that we were told, and again, this was a thing way back in the Obama administration with the Michael Brown case in Ferguson, Missouri. Remember, one of the solutions was supposed to be getting body cameras for all cops. These guys had body cameras, at least according to most reports, in Philadelphia. At a news conference last night, Shaka Johnson, lawyer for the Wallace family, said Mr. Wallace had mental health problems and was taking lithium under a doctor's care. The man was suffering, he said. When you come to a scene where somebody is in a mental crisis, the only tool you have to deal with it is a gun. That's a problem. Mr. Johnson said police had been called to the Wallace home twice earlier on Monday. Their third appearance, which ended with the deadly confrontation, came after Mr. Wallace's brother had requested an ambulance. Mr. Johnson said the police officers got there ahead of the ambulance. So what are you supposed to do if a person who's having a mental breakdown is walking around with a knife, which can be a deadly weapon? What can you do other than order to drop the knife before you can talk to him about calming down? And again, to blame this on institutional racism or the police department before we even know the race of the police officers involved, that, it seems to me, is shameful. It's also shameful immediately people are jumping. There's one Republican spokesman who I talked to who said, oh, this is going to help Trump carry Pennsylvania. That may be true, but is that a thing, really? And why is it people are buying guns at such a prodigious rate? We'll get to that and more coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump campaigning on the West Coast on Wednesday, the president spending time in the battleground state of Arizona. While in Las Vegas, the president condemns the rioting and looting going on in Philadelphia.
I know the police very well in Philadelphia. I think they gave me an endorsement, and they're not allowed. They were told, I understand, to stand back, don't do anything. And people are breaking into stores and walking out with washing machines and walking out with all sorts of things, and it shouldn't be allowed. That's no way to do it. You got to have law and order.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is worried about what happens if Congress does away with the law that affects tech companies. Dorsey testifying virtually before a Senate committee about Section 230, which doesn't hold big tech companies liable for posts made by users on their platforms. This is USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Michael Medved show, the President of the United States, who you've got to salute, as I did yesterday, and I'll do it again today, the man's energy and his dedication to doing what he is doing. He loves these rallies. He is working incredibly hard at it. And he just began a Make America Great Again victory rally in Arizona, which is one of the most crucial states to both candidates, Arizona and Pennsylvania. I think of the toss-up states, and there are 16 toss-up states. Trump needs to win virtually all of them. And here he is from Arizona right now, where polls show Biden with a slight lead. Let's go to the president.
But sleepy Joe Biden, with all the corruption, all the theft, all the money they took out of these countries that we end up paying for in spades, you can't find it on big tech. And you can't find it at the Washington Post, the New York Times, because they're crooked, they're dishonest, and we caught them. We caught them just like we caught them spying on our campaign. Just like we caught them spying on our campaign. We caught them spying.
Can you make out what they're chanting?
A vote for Biden is a vote.
We love Trump.
For the biggest tax hike in the history of our country. This is the only guy I've ever seen. He's campaigning because he has no clue. He's shot, just so you understand. And I'll say it. Because I've said, hey, I've seen enough. I've seen enough. Here's a guy gets caught, and the media doesn't want to write about it. You know what they call it? Not freedom of the press, suppression of the press. We don't have freedom of the press. You know what? We don't have, you understand that? We don't have freedom of the press. We have suppression of the press. And there's never been a time when it's more obvious than right now. Is that right? Is that right, Charlie? Hi, Dan. He wants crushing regulation. He, by the way, he doesn't want them. He has no idea where he is. They carried him off the stage yesterday. Give me a break. His people grabbed him. Get him off. Get him off. He's trying to make it to the finish line. I mean, honestly, it's a disgrace. The whole thing is a con job. Should have never been the candidate. And you know what? They have a corrupt party. And all of this work being done by big tech and being done by the media, that should be considered a major, massive, billion-dollar campaign contribution, because that's what it is. They slash Medicare and Social Security. He wants to knock out your Medicare, your Social Security, and he wants to abolish a thing called American energy. You see that, right? No fracking. There'll be no fracking. No, for a year he's going, no fracking. He gets the nomination. He goes to Pennsylvania. They tell him, Joe, you have to change. Oh, okay. What do you want me to say? I love fracking. Say I love. So he goes from no fracking to I love fracking. A vote for sleepy Joe Biden is a vote for open borders, offshoring jobs, shredding your Second Amendment, which is totally under siege, by the way. You're so lucky I'm your president.
Sleepy, how's he going to do all that?
Substantially up in a state known as Arizona. Do you know about that? And I hear we're up in Nevada. Is that right, Michael? We're up in Nevada. We're a little concerned with all those ballots.
Can I just break in here for a moment? We're substantially up in Arizona. The two new Arizona polls. There's an OH Predictive Insights poll that was finished on the 25th of October. A Biden leading Trump 49-46. Then a Potinkin Research Strategies poll that was finished the same time. Biden leading Trump 52-45 by 7. I don't know what polls the president is referring to. And do I think that President Trump is sure to lose in Arizona? By no means. In fact, I think it's likely he'll win. But not win the overall election necessarily, but I think it's likely he'll win in Arizona. But let's go back to the president.
What a guy. Yes? Better? Nice hat. You know, we're going to change the hat. So we made America great again. We created the greatest economy in the history of the world. And then we had the plague come in from China. And now we're doing it again. Our numbers are unbelievable. And by the way, you're going to have a very big number. I even say hold off in your vote until it happens, because a lot of you want to wait till Tuesday anyway. It's going to be a great, great red wave. But you know what? Before that happens, and I don't know what it is, but the Atlanta Fed just predicted a very big number, biggest in the history of our country. You're going to have GDP coming out. It's going to be announced. And it's going to be announced probably on the 1st, maybe a day before the 1st. And if that number's not big, you don't even have to vote for me, okay? I think it's going to be maybe the biggest number in the history of our country, GDP. That's our big number, right? I'm taking a chance when I say that. You don't even have to vote for me. Okay, who here is voting for Trump? Thank you. Thank you. All right, that's good. And are you waiting? waiting till the, tell me, are you waiting till Tuesday to do this, which is, okay, good if you could get out now. Is anybody sending in a ballot, or are you going in and doing it the old-fashioned way? That's what I did. I just did that. But whatever you do, you have to go out and vote. Who here is going to vote for Sleepy Joe Biden? I had a leader of a country call up. He's a very tough leader. Tough as hell. They're going to figure it out, maybe. Although they wouldn't, if it was right, if it was good, they were not going to report it. And he said, I hope Biden doesn't win because he's always sleeping. That was an interesting thing. This is a killer. This, I hope he doesn't win because he's always sleeping. You know, I thought he was being funny. I said, you happen to be right about that. This election is a choice between a Trump super recovery and a Biden depression. You will have a depression, the likes of which you haven't seen before, maybe 1929, wants to raise your taxes, put regulations back on. And remember this.
President Trump speaking in Laughlin Bullhead International Airport to a loud and enthusiastic and large crowd in his Great America, Make America Great Again victory rally in Arizona. He has more events in Arizona. We'll go to his later event in Arizona when the time comes for that. Is it surprising that the country is so much on edge right now? And they have a piece in the Times, in a divided nation, many more rush to arm themselves, increase in first-time gun buyers, many of whom worry about unrest. And it says in America, spikes in gun purchases are often driven by fear. But in past years, that anxiety has centered on concerns that politicians will pass stricter gun controls. Mass shootings often prompt more gun sales, for that matter, as do elections of liberal Democrats. But here, it is liberal Democrats themselves who are joining in the mass gun buying. Why? We will get to that. And to basically, how does this all end? Does anybody have a projection of that, especially if it's a close election, which it probably will be? We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Medved show, we were talking moments before about how close this election is, and it's not only for president. I mean, there is a crucial race going on for control of the U.S. Senate, and even if President Trump wins re-election, it would be a tremendous disaster for him and a tremendous disaster for the country, I believe, if the Republicans lose control of the Senate to Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. And one of the things that is extraordinarily unsettling, and I think contributes to this great national unease, nervousness, worry that we have with people expecting post-election day violence. Can you believe the Philadelphia Police Department, before these riots, was already preparing for some kind of post-election riots in Philadelphia? The riots because Trump won? Maybe. Riots because Biden won? Maybe. The entire thing is madness that's going on right now. There is some good news on the Senate front. President Trump is competing. He's competing ferociously in Arizona. He's speaking in Arizona twice today, partially to help Martha McSally, the incumbent Republican senator who has been running behind all summer and badly behind. She's closed the gap. No, there's a Predictive Insights poll just finished, brand new poll just released, showing Martha McSally close to the margin of error. She's losing 50-45 to former astronaut Mark Kelly, but that's an improvement. And Susan Collins, who looked like a gone goose, and she was the only Republican who voted no ultimately on Amy Coney Barrett. Her vote wasn't necessary, and Mitch McConnell basically gave her authorization to vote no because she felt she needed to. Well, she's close to her opponent, Sarah Gideon. It's 47-43. That's just past the margin of error. And it's a complicated four-way race. There are two minor party candidates, and they have ranked voting in Maine. And Steve Bullock, who is the governor of Montana, running against the Republican incumbent Senator Steve Daines, they're tied. Lindsey Graham, who everybody knows, and I monumentally hope that Lindsey wins re-election, he's tied against Jamie Harrison at 46 each. So that's in South Carolina. This is an amazingly tight election, which is why you will find people going to South Carolina. I think Melania is going to South Carolina, or maybe Mike Pence. It was Mike Pence who is going to South Carolina to try to give Lindsey a hand to carry him over the line. And here is the disturbing aspect of all of this. There are two different Senate races for Georgia. Two. And both of them right now are either tied or in all the polls, or the Democrats are ahead. And the reason they have two Senate races is because Governor Kemp appointed Kelly Loeffler, who is now the Republican senator. She's being challenged by another Republican, Doug Collins, and by a Democrat, Raphael Warnock. Raphael Warnock, the Democrat, now has 49% in the primary. And it will be just a primary. He's going to be dueling either Collins or Loeffler for that Senate seat. But see, that won't be decided until January 3rd, I think it is. So long after the election, the control of the Senate may go till then, because the other Senate race, Senator David Perdue, who's a fine senator and a mainstream Republican and deserves re-election, he's being challenged by this lavishly well-funded upstart candidate, John Ossoff, who almost won a congressional seat. And there's polling that shows Ossoff ahead, but neither of them are over 50% because it's a longer ballot. So that one may go. So you may have two Senate races in January. And that may determine the control of the United States Senate, which is, as Joe Biden would put it, a really big deal. Or a big beep deal. The idea of people purchasing weapons, the New York Times reports, when it comes to gun ownership, there's something uniquely American, that's right, that cuts across party affiliation and social boundaries, leaving liberals and conservatives jostling for ammunition because they want to brace for whatever comes next. This is a giant room of you never know, said Bert Davis, looking around at people streaming inside a convention hall in Virginia to peruse weaponry earlier this month at the nation's gun show, one of the largest events of its kind. Mr. Davis was surrounded by tables displaying AR-15 semi-automatic rifles, bunny-shaped brass knuckles, pistols etched with American flags, and the face of President Trump, booklets with titles like Be Ready for Anything. So what is it that people expect? And this is a question I wish I could ask the president. Because I listened to most of all three of his speeches yesterday. He spoke in Nebraska, he spoke in Wisconsin, he spoke in Michigan. In Wisconsin, he's doing very badly. He's losing by 17 points, according to the most recent poll. He will not carry Wisconsin. But part of the reason that he's being hurt in Wisconsin is they have this huge upsurge in coronavirus. It's now one of the top states where it's code red. Hospitals can't handle it. It's a gigantic problem, and he doesn't talk about that. What he does talk about is he talks against mail-in ballots, which is a real problem, because with mail-in ballots and early voting, you know how many people have voted already as of 2 hours ago? 73 million. That's much more than half of all voters who cast votes last time. Last time they had 137 million votes, and we have 73 million now who've already voted. They are expecting that a clear majority of Americans who vote will have voted before Election Day, either mailing in their votes and their ballots or voting with early voting. Well, what does that mean? Who knows? There are people who believe that they can detect in some of these figures of where people are doing early voting, a huge turnout of young people, which no one anticipated, which would presumably help Democrats, because young people have been a very reliably Democratic constituency since 2008. But who knows? There are lots of also enthusiastic young people who very much support President Trump and flock to his rallies. There's a piece in the New York Times which is fascinating, which suggests that one characteristic of this election will be to change the racial gap in American voting. It used to be in the last several elections that black people voted overwhelmingly for the Democrat, and white people voted very decisively for the Republican. In this election, Joe Biden is doing much better among white people than Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump may be doing much better among black people, and particularly Latino people, than he did in 2016. What does that mean for who wins? It depends on where those votes are. The real prospect that is alarming would be either candidate winning the Electoral College by a lot, say 5, 6, 7 million votes, and that candidate losing the Electoral College. Because if that happens the third time this century, in 2000, 2016, and then two in a row, it's never happened two in a row before in American history. Whoever wins that way, that would not be a good way to win. I do care about American institutions. Are they under attack by Facebook and Twitter? Well, the proprietors of those fine organizations are catching some heat on Capitol Hill. We'll bring you the latest and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.